Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. The Ironman Triathlon is coming to Tulsa next year. The competition is new to Tulsa and will bring a positive economic impact to the area. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Vice President of Global Operations Beth Atkins about the competition.
I think a lot of folks are excited to hear that there's an Ironman competition coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can you give us a little bit of background, please, Beth, on Ironman, how long it's been around, you know, the sort of the scope of the operation? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So the Ironman brand, the original Ironman first took place back in 1978, of course. So we just had our 40th anniversary last year. So it's super exciting. And, you know, since that time, obviously, we have had tremendous global expansion. And if you're just talking about the Ironman full distance alone right now, you know, we're over 40 plus full distance Ironmans. But we have, you know, around the world ourselves as a company, you know, we have over 240 events globally. And, you know, we've expanded tremendously and specifically in the last, you know, 10 years. And both the triathlon brands, Ironman and Ironman 70.3, which is, that's just half the distance of the full distance, you know, we've got events all over the world. So it's, you know, it's myself, I'm an athlete myself. You know, I started back in 2002 doing my first Ironman. And really, you know, it's an iconic brand, and it's, you know, it's a testing day for athletes, with the full distance being that 2.4-mile swim, the 112-mile bike, and the 26.2 run to finish off the day.
Okay, so let's just go over those numbers one more time, because for those of you who wonder why they call it Ironman, and by the way, shouldn't be Iron Person. All right, I'm teasing, but do men and women compete against each other?
No, so it's based on your age group within your gender. So we, you know, our age groups basically are in 5-year increments. So 25 to 29-year-olds, 30 to 34-year-olds. So it's, but it's within the gender. And those athletes are competing for an age group award, and also our coveted Ironman World Championship slots, which takes place at the Ironman World Championship in Kona out in Hawaii.
Okay, so the numbers again, you said what, 2.4 miles swimming?
2.4 mile swim. And then they transition onto a 112-mile bike ride. And then they do a second transition, and they finish up with a full-distance marathon, which is a 26.2-mile run.
Okay, and they spaced this out over, what, a week? I'm kidding. But, I mean, that,
no,
and this
they,
is like everyone, start to finish.
That's right. So our athletes have 17 hours to finish. You know, we've got a couple courses globally that may be a little less than that. It kind of just depends. But every athlete gets the same amount of time to finish. And, yeah, a span of 17 hours in one day. And I think that's what makes this so exciting. I mean, those three disciplines alone, you know, some people, like, just strive to even finish a marathon. And that's what's so exciting about what we offer athletes, is it's an opportunity to do something unique that you don't get to do anywhere else. So, you know, like I said, having, you know, I started as an athlete, and it's, you know, being an athlete kind of changed everything. And here I am, you know, obviously working for Ironman, but I still get goosebumps seeing the athletes finish every race that I go to. It's amazing. And what those athletes have accomplished by the time they get to the finish line.
I mean, I'm stunned that humans would put themselves through that, but that so many have done it successfully, including yourself. I mean,
right.
It really is amazing. All right. So how did Tulsa get in the mix here? How did that come about? Did we, you know, apply as one of several cities that wanted to host Ironman? Did Ironman look around the world and go, you know what, Tulsa's centrally located, blah, blah? How'd that work?
Yeah, so we kind of did a request for proposal process where we kind of hand-selected a few key areas. Knowing where we have current events, the central region, if you look at our calendar, of course, we don't have any 70.3s, we don't have any Ironman. So the Oklahoma, Arkansas, tip of the Tennessee, and then up to Iowa was kind of our focal point. And with this process specifically, this is the first time at Ironman, other than outside maybe the Ironman 70.3 World Championship, that we've made this kind of process more public. So we've engaged our athletes. We ended up with four finalists, which Tulsa was obviously one of those. And Oklahoma, you know, being centrally located, a drive market for numerous states, cities, when they became a finalist, and we knew it was like the perfect location and a perfect addition to our calendar. So, you know, we started this process back in February, and here we are today announcing the certified Piedmontese Ironman Tulsa. So it's felt like a long process, but it's actually been fairly quick. And like I said, we've been working on this, and we've been thinking about and looking at adding a centralized event for some time now, and just thought 2020 was the right year to do it.
Do you know what cities we beat out?
Yeah, so the four finalists was Memphis, Tennessee, Des Moines, Iowa, and Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Wow, and Fayetteville, fairly close neighbor to us. So, okay, yeah. Well, I'm gonna give all those cities a yeah, we got it. So I guess today you guys are out driving around looking at potential courses. Is anything set in stone yet, or what have you seen, what you like?
Yeah, it's funny you ask, because I'm standing outside on the River Park Trail looking at potential run courses next to the river. So, yeah, I mean, all this is still in progress. We know that the swims, and we've got all the information up on our website, so that's available now. We don't have course maps up, but we're going to be swimming out at Keystone Lake, and we're going to be starting at Keystone Harbor out of Manford. And so we know we're going to have a transition area out there. Right now, the second transition when they come back in town will be at Oklahoma State University Tulsa's campus. And then for bike course, you know, we're looking at portions of Creek County, Osage County, and Tulsa County. That's the one piece we're working through right now. And then the run course, you know, will all be kind of in downtown Tulsa, looping into the River Parks Trail system. But, you know, just, you know, as we sit here, a little bit less than a year out, we still got some work to do to kind of get everything finalized for our athletes. But our goal is to get the official course maps up as soon as we can. I would like to also recognize we plan to finish at Guthrie Green, where we actually did the live announcement from earlier today. And we're super excited about that centralized location for all the hotels around that area and the incredible restaurants and the Blue Dome District and the Arts District being right there.
Yeah, you've touched a lot of cultural icons in our area. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the River Parks, the Riverside Drive, the Arts District, the Blue Dome District, the Guthrie Green. That's outstanding. So mm-hmm. You said less than a year. When is the Ironman scheduled to happen here in Tulsa?
It's gonna be May 31st, 2020. So it'll be the weekend following Memorial Day.
Wow. Oklahoma's going to get mm-hmm. really super busy in May. You know, you got the Mayfest, you got Rocklahoma, and now we've got Ironman. That is going to be
right.
It's going to be really exciting times. How many competitors do you think will participate, or can you even guess at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we would expect to see around 2,500 athletes to the starting line here. You know, some of our events may, you know, they kind of differ, just depends, but that's kind of what we're expecting. And, you know, our athletes travel with a ton of spectators. You know, some of them bring 5-6 people with them. So, you know, the amount of people that will come in for this event is incredible. And, you know, we want to definitely showcase Tulsa and Manford and the surrounding areas and really help just kind of showcase all the cultural aspects. I mean, one thing I forgot to mention, we're actually going to run by the gathering place as well. And we're super excited about that. And to kind of just, like you said, showcase the iconic aspects of what Tulsa is.
Yep. I would imagine that the estimated economic impact runs into the millions for this
area. Yeah. I mean, when we said it today on our live feed, I mean, the when you talk about direct and indirect, you're talking, you know, roughly around $13 million. Dollars of economic impact into the city.
And
like I said, our athletes travel well with multiple spectators and family traveling with them.
And is this going to be an annual thing then for us?
Yes, we have signed a 3-year host venue agreement. And that's pretty typical around the world when we do these things. So we hope that we're here for many years after that. But for this specific time around, we, you know, our official year that we have is 2022 through 2022.
Beth Atkins with Ironman. There's a new business in Tulsa, Grandma's Lye Soap. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Bill Robertson about their plans, which could include distribution through Walmart.
Is it Grandma's Soap? Is that the official name of the company?
Yes, Grandma's Lye Soap.
Grandma's Lye Soap. Okay, and a Tulsa-based company, and I'm talking to you. You are at a trade show out in the world. Where are you at today?
Sevierville, Tennessee. That's real close to Pigeon Forge and Dollywood and all that.
Ah, okay. That's pretty country. All right, so you're out in Tennessee doing a trade show, but you guys got some really good news this week. I heard about it from Paul. I guess you know Paul, who sent us an email.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, I love supporting local businesses. And you guys have a decent chance to really grow. Can you tell us, first off, a little bit of background about Grandma's Lye Soap and you know, how you came to be in the, you know, lye soap business? How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know if you remember the Rinse Easy product that cleans the windows right through the screens.
Mm-hmm.
We had that product for 20 years, and we sold it 2 years ago. But we had it on the QVC channel in the late 90s and early 2000s. And then we got off QVC, and the sales tanked, obviously. And we said, oh, what are we going to do now? So my grandma says, I think I'll make soap. I said, soap? Have you flipped your lid, soap? But she said, trust me. And I've been trusting her now for 53 years. So
you're a wise man.
Well, maybe that's why we've been married for 53 years.
That's what I'm saying. If you know, if you're gonna stay married, it's all about obey the queen, and that's worked for me for 25.
She developed this soap, and we started selling it, and it was an instant success. Wherever we put it, people use it. They loved it. Their itchy skin stopped. Their wrinkles softened. Some ladies say they don't even have wrinkles anymore after using it for several months. But we're helping people with serious skin problems. We just got recently a designation from Mayo Clinic dermatologist that our soap, our non-detergent laundry soap, both of our acne bars, and our pet soap is 100% skin safe.
From the Mayo Clinic.
And the dermatologist.
Clinic. Wow.
Pardon me?
From the Mayo Clinic.
Yes, Mayo Clinic dermatologist.
Wow. That's very cool. All right, let's go through that list of products again. You've got a non-detergent laundry soap. You've got acne bars for folks who have skin problems. You've got a pet soap. But
for sensitive skin dogs that scratch and itch a lot.
Right. But you're also hearing from people who may not have any of those specific issues, but they use the soap and they go, wow, it's helping my wrinkles and I don't itch all the time. Because I'm going to tell you, Bill, when I get out of the shower, I'm itchy. So maybe I need to try this.
Well, I'm not going to ask you on air what kind of soap you use.
I'd have a hard time telling you. I've tried several.
Well, all the most popular soaps, well-advertised soap, very popular soaps, the ones with 25% cold cream and all that, you know, the first ingredient in many of them is sodium lauryl isonate, sodium lauryl sulfate. They're detergents, and they take the natural moisture out of your skin, and that's what causes dry, itchy skin. But for people with serious skin problems like eczema, the dermatologist said that 40% of the people with eczema, 40%, would never have to use medication if they just use safe skin products.
Wow. Which makes...
That's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, no kidding. And it begs the question, why aren't more people doing this? But you know what? It's good for you. So recently you guys got an invitation, and Paul calls it the golden ticket. I'll let you explain to folks what you heard, the news that you got.
Okay, but first, the soap, what does that tell you? If 40% of the people will get better, what does that tell you about the soap that everybody uses now?
It's not good for us.
That's right. But we recently got a invitation from Walmart in Bentonville to come over and show our pet soap and our non-detergent laundry soap. Most of our products are available at Reeser's locally here, but and Ace Hardware and Cracker Barrel sells the lye soap. But it seems like that all the big corporations are interested in is profits. They don't care what they put in as long as it makes it cheaper to make. And that's why we're suffering with dry, itchy skin, and that's why it exacerbates problems like eczema and dermatitis and things like that.
Right.
But our soap doesn't cure that, but it certainly soothes the skin. We've had some people go off medication, but we can't advertise that or anything.
But, right, and it's anecdotal, but still, what you're hearing from your customers is got to make you feel good about what you guys are doing. And I got to tell you, Bill, when I hear the word lye, you know, people, I guess in my mind, I think, oh, that's, you know, that's hardcore stuff. But what you're saying is it's exactly the opposite. It's much less damaging to the skin.
Well, let's get to the facts, Russ. Lye is very harsh, very dangerous. But on the other hand, all soap is made with lye. You cannot make soap without lye.
Ah, okay.
Lye is what turns the oils into soap. That's called saponification. And it's no longer oils and water. It's and lye. It's soap. It turns it into soap.
Gotcha. So what you guys do is don't put in the harsh chemicals that I can't really
We don't put any additives. We could make our soap a lot cheaper if we put detergents in it, because detergents are cheap and are great cleaners, but you do not want them on your skin. That's why people are even going away from detergent laundry products, is because of skin problems. You know, detergents do not rinse out of clothes. Oh. And it's the pet soap and it's the non-detergent laundry soap that Walmart was specifically interested in.
So
at this time,
how does this work? Did they hear about the product and say, hey, you guys need to come to Bentonville, or did you guys like pitch it to somebody, or how's that process work, Bill?
No, they said that they heard about it and invited us, and we said, well, we don't know if we want to do that or not. And then Grandma says, we're doing it.
And we'll go back to the queen has decided.
53 years of happy marriage.
Exactly. Well, now this is great news, though, because, I mean, literally, this could be a huge boost for your company, right? If you have to start supplying Walmart stores across the land, heck, across the world, that could be massive. Where do you guys manufacture? Where do you make the soap?
We're at about 46th and Memorial here in Tulsa.
Right here in Tulsa. And
we have about 12 employees. We're a small company, but we're all about helping people. We donate soap across the country. I took, on my way to Tennessee, I took about, I suppose, about 450, 500 pounds of soap to the problem they had down to Weber Falls.
Oh, yeah.
And those people suffered so much down there. I never seen a street, a blacktop street with 2 inches of dirt on top, you know. And it's really sad.
Wow.
But and then we took another probably 1,500 pounds over to East Central Tennessee. There's food banks over there that we donate to. We donate to the Tulsa Food Bank and church food banks around town. So we're all about helping people. God has blessed our company so much. We just want to pay it forward.
Bill Robertson, owner of Grandma's Lye Soap. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.